Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Ausfüllen is to fill in or to fill out. Ausfüllen, to fill out. How would you say I fill out? Ich fülle aus. You see, ausfüllen is a separable verb. Aus is a prefix that is separated and kicked to the end. Ich fülle aus. How would you say I fill out the form? Ich fülle das Formular aus. For the form, we can say in German das Formular. Ich fülle das Formular aus. You see, aus, the prefix, is kicked to the end. Whenever you have two parts of verbs or two verbs in German, the second one is kicked to the very end. Ich fülle das Formular aus. How would you say, I fill out the questionnaire? Ich fülle den Fragebogen aus. Der Fragebogen is the questionnaire. Frage, there within is the word Frage, to question. Der Fragebogen is the questionnaire. It's actually masculine, der Fragebogen. But we say, ich fülle den Fragebogen aus. Why do we say den? Because ausfüllen, to fill out, is an accusative verb and it triggers accusative endings and articles. What you fill out is the direct object. In German, the accusative object. And the masculine accusative article is den. So we say, ich fülle den Fragebogen aus. How would you give an order in a polite way? How would you say, fill out the form, please, sir or madam? Füllen Sie bitte das Formular aus. Füllen Sie, Sie, for you, sir, or you, madam, the polite way of saying you in German, Sie, written with a capital S. Füllen Sie bitte das Formular aus. Fill out the form, please. How would you say fill out the questionnaire, please? Füllen Sie bitte den Fragebogen aus. You see, giving the order, you start with a verb, like in English. Fill out, füllen, füllen Sie bitte. Fill out, please. But keep in mind, aus, the prefix, is kicked to the end in German. Füllen Sie bitte das Formular aus. Fill out the form, please. Füllen Sie bitte den Fragebogen aus. Fill out the questionnaire, please. How would you say, when do you, sir or madam, fill out the form? Wann füllen Sie das Formular aus? How would you say, I fill it out now? Ich fülle es jetzt aus. Ich fülle es jetzt aus. I fill it out now. How would you say, when do you fill out the questionnaire, sir? Wann füllen Sie den Fragebogen aus? How would you say I fill it out now? Ich fülle ihn jetzt aus. You see, in German we have to say ihn because it's der Fragebogen, masculine. Wann füllen Sie den Fragebogen aus? The accusative object, den Fragebogen. Now we have to use the accusative pronoun for the masculine. Ihn. Ich fülle ihn jetzt aus. I fill him now out. So we have to refer to the questionnaire with him in German because it's masculine. In English, you usually say it for things, but in German, the gender has to match even for things. Ich fülle ihn jetzt aus. How would you say in the past, I've filled out? Ich habe ausgefüllt. You see, ausgefüllt is the participle. The G slips in between because it's a separable verb. Ausgefüllt. One word. Ausgefüllt. Ich habe ausgefüllt. I have filled out. How would you say, I filled out the form? Ich habe das Formular ausgefüllt. And you see here the same, the participle, the second verb is kicked to the end. Haben is the first verb, the auxiliary verb to build the past. Ich habe das Formular ausgefüllt. How would you say, I filled out the questionnaire? Ich habe den Fragebogen ausgefüllt. How would you ask? How would you say, did you fill out the form, sir or madam? Haben Sie das Formular ausgefüllt? How would you say, I filled it out? Ich habe es ausgefüllt. How would you say, did you fill out, sorry, in English, did you fill out the questionnaire, sir or madam? Haben Sie den Fragebogen ausgefüllt? How would you say, I filled him out? Ich habe ihn ausgefüllt. You see, here again, ihn with an N at the end, the accusative pronoun, to point to it, to the questioner. Ich habe ihn ausgefüllt. So we can't say here es, because Fragebogen is masculine. We have to say, ich habe ihn ausgefüllt. How would you say, I didn't fill him out? Ich habe ihn nicht ausgefüllt. Great! Next time we'll go through the verb zurückkommen, to come back. Zurückkommen, to come back. Like to come back home, for example. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.